through all religions, man, Jesus is the way.
Yeah, Jesus was here.
Nah, definitely. That's what they that's what they can prove. It was an official, like, it happened.
But Jesus white or black, though?
Black, nigga, what the fuck?
He had to be black.
Bro,
I seen some shit.
He was African. He was black. This shit started in Africa. Egypt. All over there. Black.
That nigga was
If Egypt. He ain't black, then he Middle Eastern.
You said what?
I said if he ain't black, then he Middle Eastern.
Is he white then?
He ain't white for sure. He ain't white for shit show.
Oh, so he ain't.
That's yeah, he could be. He could be
Indian or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the proper term.
So he not European.
That ain't the proper term.
That ain't the proper. What is the proper term?
I just said Arab.
Yeah.
So he's not European.
He could, hell no, bro. Shut up, bro.
He could definitely be Arab.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Armenian.
You said
that's as white as he is.
You said so he not European.
It's the sun, sucker.
Nah, bro. Hell nah. Man,
a European here. Jesus is crazy.
Crazy as fuck. It don't even make sense.
Hey man. Long care, don't care.
Like, hey man. You the last nigga
that's
that
how they be
about,
saying,
hey,
man. Long care, don't care.
That's long care, don't care.
I seen this one pastor, he was reading stuff and it was a big skeptical on how he flipped it. He was a famous pastor. And he just said the more stuff he learned, he realized, you know, it was some funny business going on.
Funny business going on in the church or in the Bible?
Just in the Bible. You know, just some contradictions, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a heavy researcher with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pretty much lost everything when he started, like,
digging through it.
Yeah, and started talking about it more. Like, telling people, you know, and stuff like that. But
you know, and stuff like what? Speak on it. Seems like you're trying to.
I mean.
Not really say what he was doing.
I couldn't
get
tell
to it, bitch.
I could tell you the actual facts.
Damn. Spit it out, bitch.
I could tell you the actual facts.
So what was he doing? He was just trying to discredit the Bible.
He just basically crashed out. It was like, yeah, the Bible's man-made. He was like, it's a man-made perspective of God.
Yeah, which I feel like it is. Like, man-made it, of course. Like, that's common.
Where did you get this from?
And altered it.
Where did you get this from?
Yeah,
what you talking about?
What you talking about?
That's why I don't necessarily believe in the Bible, but I can still believe that I'm a Christian.
It was an interview I seen on Twitter.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers.
He itching to get this shit out.
Get on my nerves, bro.
He just itching. Like, where how could I correlate?
Bro,
fuck out of here.
Waiting on that one, baby.
Bro, regardless. So, what are you saying? Christians are losers? Is that what the tag meant? What's he saying?
No, Jay hangs out and listens to losers. Was that what that meant? Outside of myself and you.
I just feel like that's why I don't put too much stock in the Bible. Like, I feel like it's man-made and, like, that's just what it is. Like, niggas put that out there to keep niggas on the righteous path. And I just feel like whatever religion you want to believe in, nigga, at the end of the day, it's a God and it's a universe that runs off of
energy. So, think about this, right? So the mind is what the mind is basically what's been leading us to, you know, do things and stuff, manifesting things and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think of the Bible, right?
Put the mic towards you, fool.
Think of the Bible being utilized to manifest the plan, bro.
a universal plan?
Because think how the Bible prophesies technology, mm-hmm. prophesies how, you know, 666, the barcode, how things been going, and we literally, like, watching it unfold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that's happening right now was prophesized in the Bible years ago. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, say, like, what if knowing how humans work and the mind really works, what if this prophesized, this prophecy...
Bro, was, wrap it up!
Bro, this nigga be trying to go so... Pause, deep. Like, just be fake deep in the conversation at the very beginning of the podcast. That shit just be like, where are you taking us to, dog? Spit this shit out. This nigga said hypothesize four times and didn't even get to it.
Bro. It's hard to explain to
niggas. So why are you trying to explain it?
No, you just said...
Prophesize a hypothesis.
I've never heard that in my life. This is a prophesize a prophecy.
Hey, look.
I tried to shut up, bro.
That came out wrong, bro. Yeah, but what I'm saying, bro. Think of if the mind manifests things.
Yes,
bro,
for sure.
You put the scheme in that you want to produce in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And it's getting read and all over the world. Yeah. So what are you saying?
I'm like, just saying, like, could you see that as
that's a what it is? Like, nigga, that's why that's what the Bible is. The Bible was made to convert Christians. Like, so it's put in a mindset and shit out there. So,
but I'm saying, what if the ultimate reason behind it over, was nigga. To plot this plan out.
But it's just like, if you... Alright, so you saying, what if they put, like, this underlining fucking script of the world in the Bible, and they just showing you how they plotting everything out, basically. That's what you saying?
Yes.
I mean, bro, at the end of the day, bro, I just feel like we can't do shit about shit. So we need to just live. You would never know. That's just how I feel, bro. Just live, bro. Just live righteous, fam. As righteous as you can be.
You be trying to use your third mind and don't know where it be taking.
Bro, that is the listen. That's what I'm telling you, bro. This nigga, I can't remember what the fuck you just said. I'm too loud.
Prophesizing prophecies, bro.
Hypothesize, philosophize.
Hey, right there. Hey, bro. So, I was on Twitch.
See, you got yourself.
No, see, I did get myself, but I was on Twitch today, right?
See, this nigga do be giving up the sauce.
Yeah, he tried to say it was me.
But no, see,
I told him earlier.
I wasn't even talking about shit that involved his shit or whatever. But I'm saying, I was on Twitch today, and that's what I was watching. And, like, I seen, you know how I suggest shit to you on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
I seen some shit where it was a female on there, right?
Oh, we're on Twitch right now, too. Shout out to my people on Twitch.
Hey, shout out Twitch. But, you know, on Twitch, you can't, you can't show no, like, nudity on Twitch. You can't show guns. Like, Twitch is real strict about shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So, I was like, what the fuck is this, right? I click on it, bro. It's a girl, bro, just literally wearing shorts and bent over, right?
Yeah.
Not twerking, not naked or nothing, bro.
Just ass out.
Just ass in the camera and was getting paid. Like, niggas was, like, literally just on there paying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting there, I was like, bro, niggas is just literally paying to look at her ass, bro. She's not even shaking or nothing, right? Then
she just sitting the ass.
Like, yeah, she just sitting her ass.
Her ass not bare.
She got short, like, booty shorts on.
Yeah,
right. She not naked or nothing. And then her nigga came. her nigga came through the door and like had a whole conversation with her.
While she was doing the shit?
While she was doing the shit.
Oh, that's funny. That'd be me though.
Look, he's on WB. I was like, bro, would you let your girl do some shit like that, bro?
Hell yeah.
If she not even twerking or nothing, nigga,
just basically that, just sitting there
looking
short
at her, bro.
What?
Bro,
hell yeah. I'd be sitting there passing a blunt to her while she's sitting there. What? Big firing up on the back wood.
Bro, tip. On the
hitting the button every time a nigga tip. Hitting the button every time a nigga tip. Ching. Ching.
Hey, what? We talking, bro?
Bro, what are you talking about?
If it's a few fucking dollars, they could be tipping out $100.
That $100 is gonna pay your electric bill.
She could be getting $150 for a fucking.
And that's a bill that's getting paid for free. What are you talking about? That neither one of y'all have to work for.
Look,
she's
Jack's
literally sitting on a chair.
Jack's very convincing.
She's literally sitting on a chair. Y'all ain't gotta do shit.
Now, I just feel like, bro,
that's
I feel like
for the weed.
Nigga,
the weed
I money. Feel like
nah, bitch, I need bands. You showing my product off, you showing that ass.
And then
off.
Think about it. Nobody bands. Knows it's her. She just showing her butt. Nobody knows it's actually her either.
Oh, so no, you couldn't see the face of that.
No, the whole video, I watched it probably for like 3 minutes. She never showed her face.
See?
But her profile, she did, like, she was like a whole porn star or some shit. But, like I was saying, I don't, she wasn't naked or nothing. You can't even get naked on Twitch, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, damn, that's some throwed ass shit, bro. She's literally just sitting here, and niggas just paying to like look at her ass.
Hey, but that's funny.
What? What's
keep
funny?
Going. That really goes into another topic. But keep going.
Yeah, let's roll. But I just want to say, I could never do that shit because I feel like that just opens the door for shit, bro. Like that opens the door for energy. Too. Yeah, like bro, that opens the door for that type of energy. Yeah,
so y'all
start meeting niggas. Like no,
so y'all are
like,
basically
no.
saying y'all ain't cool with y'all girls doing OnlyFans, doing no.
Fuck
social
no,
media,
we had that conversation on here, bro. That's like fuck real. No.
So y'all
I don't need
y'all...
nobody seeing my bitch, and then on top of that, like I don't need nobody motherfucking filling her head up but me, nigga. Like what the fuck. Like,
that's
hell
just,
no.
That's just
inviting that energy in,
so do
bro.
Y'all not think...
That's too much
work. Okay, so do y'all not think down the line that that's not going to give her... So do y'all not feel like down the line that eventually give her insecurities about herself if she only is hearing, like, certain shit from you the whole... her like, the rest of her life? Or
if
like
you doing time? Your part, bro, your girl ain't going to feel insecure, bro.
But what is entitled of doing your part?
If you doing your part, reassuring her... If you reassuring her how you supposed to be doing, bro, she ain't gonna feel insecure, bro.
But how much reassuring you into though? Like,
cause you got
are you a, like super reassuring? You're a mega. That you're was like weird. The
you
fucking.
You got niggas out here, or you got niggas and bitches that be out here,
man.
Like think about when bitches get females get pregnant for nigga that be like they work like they. Most vulnerable state they feel like they are in their life. And a lot of the times, that's when they feel like they most get cheated on. So how is your reassurance of making her feel like, damn, I feel like I'm still the shit during like a situation like that?
Because I feel like at the end of the day, if your girl fucking with you, she don't need to feel like she the shit. She need to feel like she comfortable with you. Like you making her feel secure, nigga. So, like, I don't think it's about... feeling like she the shit, like she should be feeling like she yours. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she gotta like to be out and want to really feel comfortable in the world. You gotta feel like you the shit, and not just want to feel like, oh, that nigga's the one needs to be happy his whole life. Because
I see what you mean by like having confidence, but yeah. Nigga, like you can have confidence and still, I feel like you saying like she should have outward gratification, like
yeah.
I don't feel like that's necessary, bro, if you getting what you need in your relationship.
I'm lost.
Cause he's saying basically he's saying gratification or just like compliments and shit. Like your girl needs to feel like she's the shit outside of your relationship. Like, and she needs to know that, basically. More
reassurance.
Yeah, she needs to be reassured outside of just you.
And, like, her friends.
Like other people fuck with her, too. Basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Okay, yeah. You need that, too, as a man, right?
Yeah.
So, what's the point?
I'm saying, I don't feel like it's necessary if your partner is... I feel like if your partner is making you feel secure in that manner, I don't feel like that should be necessary, bro. I feel like if you, like, say for instance, nigga, I don't know. I feel like you could find the confidence within yourself rather than finding confidence about other people's opinions, bro. Like, or, like, getting gratification from other people, bro.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about that. Like, bro, I don't feel like
9 times out of 10 the problem is
inside. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't feel like that outside is necessary.
That's why it be needing so much motherfucking reassurance, bro. Because they don't even have the assurance.
Yeah, inside. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, work on yourself first.
Okay. Boom. Now your bitch done got reassurance from a nigga at her job.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how we go.
Bro, that's so, gonna happen whether you assure
okay,
it or not.
Okay, let me work. Let me finish. So boom. She cheat on you. Now you catch her.
How you catch her?
Huh? Shit, I don't know. Maybe she slip up. That's you go important. Through. Maybe she
exactly.
Somehow you catch her. She slip
catch
up.
Catch her with
a peen in her mouth.
Okay, let's say
sucking
that.
Sucking penis let's on say her that. Phone.
Boom, you catch her. Let's say you catch her that way, and you take a picture of her.
I love you. Catch her that way. You take a picture of her. Okay,
you took a picture of her.
Of her giving head.
Sicko, Diddy, Diddler.
Are you throwing it on a t-shirt?
Junior.
Are you throwing the picture on a t-shirt, going to her job and rocking that hoe?
I'm making it her profile pic on Instagram.
Or no, or making it your profile picture.
Shit, either or.
then
you looking goofy for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going down.
Oh, yeah.
Revenge porn for sure.
But, he said, "Oh, I'm going down for a bit."
I put that hoe on one of those flick sites.
Right. I load that hoe to them.
Hey, start your own OnlyFans and load that hoe.
That's how I handled it.
You got some guards? Or what's the name? Papers.
Yeah, look right there in that drawer.
Shit, bro.
Look in that drawer right next to you, right in front of Jay.
You said what?
Look in that drawer right in front of Jay.
Yeah, I got weed. Okay.
It should be like a little purple thing right there. Yeah.
This shit. Okay, that's...
Yeah,
Dudley. It's all Dudley. Hey, bro, shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah, get your ass. But nah, nigga, what was we talking about? Yeah, nigga, fuck that. I'll motherfucking put that home on Instagram. Blast a bitch. Nah, I'm just playing. I don't know, bro. It depends on how you... It depends on how you catch her, like if y'all, and then what turns you on, like if you all the way in.
It sounds like it turns you on, bro.
What?
Yeah, bro. It sounded weird.
You said you seen it and you recorded it for.
No, I didn't say I seen it.
You didn't say none of that. You
said you recorded it.
No, I said you took a picture.
I took a picture.
You took a picture of it.
Bro, he's not talking about himself, bro.
No, nigga. Somebody, this nigga on Instagram, stupid.
E-Petty. E-Petty. E-Petty
is
there.
Jay is hilarious.
Nah, but yeah, bro, that's a funny ass story. Shit, she got what she deserved, you know what I'm saying? If he felt like that's what she deserved, she got it.
Bro, that nigga was wild. He
damn, y'all.
Because... It's like, bro, I pull the actor. You do that, you pull up.
Yeah, you doing out, the most. You hurt. You hurt.
Then what?
You
hurt. What if the nigga walk out there
and sock your ass up?
Damn, y'all.
Hold on, did the nigga work at the job?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, who the nigga? I think they did say the nigga worked there. I don't think her nigga worked there, but I think the nigga that she was hooking up with worked there.
Then you wearing another nigga ding-a-ling on your
right, shirt, bro. With your girl, you took the time out of your day to look at that picture enough to go get it printed on a shirt. Get it printed on the shirt and then walk your ass up there wearing the shirt. Yeah, right. Nah, you wild goofy. Wild goofy.
No, I do not approve.
Yeah, nah, I can't approve of that either. I would fucking be at that hoe I'd be in that parking lot trying to get some bitch from up there to suck me off. Like, fuck that.
All right, Jay, throw your headphones on. I want you to make sure you hear all of this. Since y'all said y'all haven't watched this whole video, I want you to make y'all sure. Y'all hear all of this. What's next?
Oh, my shit ringing out.
So, basically, I would like to tell the courts and everyone here, like, based on my criminal history, I shouldn't be, like, sent to prison for a second time.
Have you looked at your criminal history?
Yeah.
When you lived it, I suppose. Yeah. Three felonies, a gross, 9 misdemeanors, multiple DVs. Got a lot going on, sir.
Multiple what?
DVs.
Battery on a protected person, robberies.
Domestic, or DVs, domestic violence.
Attempt home invasion.
Oh,
damn. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just.
I just figured, like, I'm in a better place in my mind.
I'm on camera lights this time.
I have a support system. Right,
his shit wild for real. I mean, he's a wild boy for what he did.
And, like, the reason behind every single domestic violence, I've been dealing with mental health, and I didn't know that I was dealing with mental health.
Nick said mental health.
I still didn't know that I had mental health. August 2022, when I realized I have a problem with this, and like having a
disability, I have a problem being
like, understanding myself, getting to know myself a little better,
I was still shit on him right after I left. Just like hopped on.
I
bet you she go shit on him. She waiting.
I feel like I shouldn't be sent to prison.
He waiting on.
But if it's appropriate for you, then you have to do what you have to do.
That's his problem. He said, "Well, if it's appropriate, you should need to do what you have to do." He told her to do it.
He ain't got no fucking choice. You know,
fuck?
She just waiting on him to shut up. Okay, 30 years.
I'm never give up trying to do the right thing. I'm not a rebellious person. I don't want to be standing here. I want you to have to, sit up there and waste your time as well.
Look at that nigga lawyer looking at him crazy.
His lawyer like,
are you still talking? Like, shut the fuck up.
Right, he probably a public defender.
I have mental problems.
He's trying to save his goddamn life.
I think he's worth this risk. The court has to be 19 to 48 is suggested by the PA.
He's obviously a nut.
Rather than just sending him to prison.
I appreciate that, but I think it's time that he gets a taste of something else because
see, what I tell you,
I just can't get that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court.
She need to get the sentence. Bro, she need to get the sentence, bro. She didn't even get to sentence us. Hey, rewind that back to him getting that.
Hands on that bitch.
Rewind him. Right after them DVs, talking about, I learned from my, I'm learning myself. He couldn't even wait to see how long he was getting, bro.
He said, go, no. But,
oh, my God. Play that one more time, how that aerial. It's an aerial attack, bro.
Bro, I looked up to see
him. Something else because
She should have been gone already, bro. She should have been gone.
Bro, he got her down to the ground, too.
Bro, he was on her ass.
Bro, he got away from all them niggas, though, too.
He would beat them niggas' asses. He got away to beat that bitch.
He would beat their ass.
He was in that hoe, too.
Nah, see, that's somebody else in there.
Bro.
Because that's them kicking his ass now. Get off her. Oh, man. Oh, see, yeah, that was his. See,
I think.
So, when y'all hear the lady yelling, I think that was that nigga mama, because you could see his somebody, a black lady was in the background yelling, no, stop, stop, stop.
Bro, regardless. You just heard him say, get off her. He's still on
I
the
heard the same.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
I heard the same woman voice saying, ah, ah. It sounded like a white bitch.
She was getting her ass beat. She said, get him off of me. Run it back.
No, that's saying, get off of her.
Run it back, nigga. Run it back. Roll the tape, nigga. Hey, come get this joint, bro. I wrote this whole trash, man. Please, nigga, get off. Get off her. Oh, get off her.
No.
I heard it, Jack. Get off her.
Bruh. You got to. I'm telling you, watch.
It don't even matter to me. Hey, you go get this joint, bro.
They had pulled him off of her, and they were beating his ass.
Good.
Somebody yelling in the background.
Good for him. This nigga got them DVs and hopping on that judge like that. He should be ashamed of his ass.
Nah, yeah, he tweaked out. Yeah. That nigga tweaked.
That nigga,
bro,
I thought
he crashed out 20.
He tweaked out.
30. 30 to life, nigga.
30 piece.
Boy, 30.
20.
30 piece.
He might get a 15
or something. That
nigga. And they said the same judge gonna sentence him.
Yeah, as she should. What the fuck? After she done took an ass whooping, y'all gonna let somebody else take over? What the fuck?
Bro,
fuck no. Nah,
like
fuck that.
Nah, real tight.
That nigga gonna get the justice he deserve. Nigga, the fuck?
Justice he deserve on a young black
dummy. Yeah, a young black dummy. He's a black dummy.
Nah,
I ain't got no respect for dumb shit, bro. No respect for dumb shit in 2024, bro.
So the question for this now is, would y'all crash out like that if y'all knew y'all was about to get like a wild, like 50, 40, 30 pieces?
If I was getting life without like a 30 parole, piece. I'd crash out. Yeah,
and you
not?
Did your whole
mental... life.
I ain't coming out.
You did your whole mental spill like him. Boom. I'm not mentally there.
He ain't even get... his sentence, bro. He didn't even know. He didn't even get to know how long he was finna get.
Nah, the way she said the shit just looked like he was about to get a nice 15, a cold 15. Like, yeah,
get
him. She was like, yeah. So
bro, if that nigga was finna get 15, then I he think get it, waxed with more due to that debacle.
Oh yeah, he's definitely getting.
That's what I said. He's slow as hell.
Big stupid.
All he was right. Mad about what's up?
Nah, keep going.
I was just saying, nigga was mad about having to go to jail. Then you gonna do some more shit to get you a longer sentence.
Since we talking about big stupid and big jail.
Big stupid and big jail.
YSL Slug has taken the stand in the Thug case.
Bro.
If my nigga... it's got me, dog. Hey, man, I fuck with him.
Nah, he's stupid.
Fuck with him.
Snitching. Man, I'm on the stand and you fuck with
him. It doesn't mean anything to me, but I'm aware of the term.
Man, on the stand and you fuck with him.
What is the meaning of the term?
I don't know what snitching means.
It doesn't mean anything to me, but I'm aware of the term.
I'm aware of the term.
They asked him what snitching is. That's what he asked him.
How are you aware of the term?
Why the fuck is
he had the term?
Like, objection, bro.
How do you understand the term to be used?
I'm aware of the term.
Right, yeah, bitch. Like, why the fuck you keep bringing that up?
Why? This is the good one right here.
Oh, dime move.
He's supposed to be protecting the goddamn
He looks crazy, dog. That's what got me the way this nigga looks, bruh. The nigga looks insane.
Indicating that
he looking like he ain't letting them man.
That nigga look like he's 60.
He look like he ain't letting them man.
A law enforcement or something?
What he look like.
That nigga look twice his age.
These niggas be leaving out of jail with a fresh
hair. That nigga like a black version.
Bro, so are these niggas just fully playing the game, bro?
Who done braided your shit, bro?
He's like the black version of a nigga from Back to the Future.
Oh. You stupid. That's the funniest joke you done said in forever, nigga.
Bro, that's kind of crazy, though.
Nah, man, this is all a game, dog. Real talk. This is all like...
I really want to see how they going to act when... If trying to cloud
shit up. No, I want to see how they act when Gunna get on the stand.
Yeah, the way that shit going with him, Gunna going to have to get on the stand. Because that nigga...
They ain't going to be able to put him away, right?
Yeah, that
Gunna, we need you.
Yeah, exactly. That nigga trying to cloud shit up.
That nigga in.
Bro, that shit crazy, though. To think Gunna gonna have to take the stand, bro. If he take the stand and still be the hottest nigga in the game, bro, like what? Like,
I bet you Gunna drop an album. Because he one of the
hottest niggas right now.
I bet you drop another album before we take the stand.
Dude, can we agree on that? He's one of the hottest rappers. He had one of the hottest albums this past year.
He did have one of the hottest albums, bro.
Shut up,
bro. I'm not saying he's the hottest out right now, though.
I don't. Okay, but I'm not a Gunna fan. I'm not a Gunna fan, bro. But I'm saying that
Extra, we need extra in the budget. This go around. We have to break this. We have to break through.
So you feel
from this rat?
Yeah. So if he drop again, is he gonna do numbers?
Yeah, he gonna do the same.
Okay, that's how you feel. So when, cause I told you he was gonna be all right this time. Now this next time, if he all right still, what you gonna say? It's the labels.
Now if he all right still, I'm gonna say he weathered the storm.
Ah, shit.
He weathered the storm.
Get ready to say it. I feel like he weathered the storm already, nigga. He dropped that hoe and did numbers. But, oh, you saying it's the machine behind it. I get you.
I think them numbers not real.
Yeah, bro, we can't trust no numbers.
Yeah, I don't think the
numbers. But fuck you mean, guy, went crazy.
The nigga did one concert. He did one concert.
He did more than one.
He did definitely more than one. He did like four.
He did four concerts. Nigga, that's like a...
That ain't even a tour.
Yeah, that ain't a tour, nigga. Like, if you doing that good, go on tour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he did so good, he don't have to go on tour.
You say what?
Maybe he did so good, he don't have to go on tour. That's what he...
That's not possible, nigga.
That's very possible.
No, it's not, nigga. One nigga just say, oh, I'm good, I don't want to get more money.
Like, nigga, any nigga can do that,
NBA Youngboy.
Nigga, NBA
Youngboy
scared, nigga.
CZ. But nah. But nah, smart. I feel what you're saying.
He talk to your favorite rapper every day.
He's scared of Smirk.
He talk to Smirky every day.
Smirk ain't even his favorite rapper no more. He don't even believe in Smirk. But where the fuck was we? Where the fuck's we at? What was we even talking about? How did we get on that topic, bro? I feel like we was just on a tangent.
Start giving some goofy ass.
But no, that nigga.
Oh, wild. Yeah, we was talking about the YSL case.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to talk about that, bro? Like, I'm
fuck
just,
with it, man.
I'm just ready to see how many years he finna get, bro.
Damn,
that's
chill out, man. This shit better than the OJ case.
Nah, nigga, ain't nothing more lit than the Meg and Tory case, nigga. That was our OJ and motherfucking.
Nah, I could watch this case.
OJ Simpson case, nigga.
I could really watch Thug in court every day.
And while these niggas on the stage, they wouldn't let you do that in the begging tour case.
Yeah, they weren't recording there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you watching this shit live. It was live. Still more lit, nigga.
You watch this shit live and in full effect.
That shit be boring as fuck watching that shit live, bro.
And I'm up
that
at,
shit be boring hey, than a hey, bitch,
and
bro.
I'm up at 9:30 every morning, ready to watch it.
Cause you a weirdo. What the fuck?
Yeah, big court. They ain't even talking about no free slime.
Like, it ain't even no murder. It ain't even no murder mystery and nothing like that. It's just like,
right.
You know,
it's just like, it's oh, just bad. You're in a gang.
Conspiracies.
Gang.
Free slime. Like,
you're a gang. Ain't you?
It be the shit we don't even.
Aren't you a gang? I'm trying to see where the body's at. Like, let us know where they buried Chico.
Yeah, this ain't no Aaron Hernandez case. You ain't
that's what
them.
I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, I want to hear that shit if I'm gonna be watching niggas in court. Right. Like, I'm not trying to hear a nigga. I'm not trying to hear y'all trick a nigga into motherfucking saying they a gang. In 8 different ways. Like, bro, like, this shit's boring, bro.
No, that's definitely what they do. It.
Hey, so they gonna come down to the, like, this is actual trial right now, right?
Yeah, this is the actual trial. My nigga's gonna get sentenced by June.
By June?
Fuck, that's a long ass time, bro. God
yeah,
damn.
I'm saying at least, but like, the I'm saying it could be before that shit show. But.
It should be. That's a yeah. long ass time, hey, bro. Man.
Freak
nah,
free
for slime. If he get off, that'll be a glorious
hey, man,
day.
Stop saying if, bro.
Bro,
so Jack, you dig what that nigga? Hold up, though. Bro, so Jack, is the nigga rad? Is the nigga rad or what? The
nigga, man, my nigga slithering. My nigga slithering his way around that.
He's semi rad.
Semi-rad.
Oh shit.
Semi-rad.
That's a new term. That's what Gunna is too. He a semi-rat.
Bro, yes, bro. It's time to birth, bro. All these niggas. Oh, but he did this. And this
yeah,
and
yeah. Semi-rat.
Actually, I may watch this whole.
What are you talking about, Jack?
We may have a fight party. That may be my
nigga,
first fight party.
I didn't
party.
Even really give him nothing for real, nigga.
Right, exactly, bro. Semi-rats. King Yeller, he a semi-rat.
Got
yeah.
you now. Niggas got exceptions.
Yeah,
bro.
Niggas got exceptions and excuses for everything, bro. Niggas is ratting, bro.
Not King Yeller. King Yeller is ratting.
Yeah, he told niggas. He told niggas who was in gangs and shit.
King Yellow?
Yeah, King Yellow was telling the
he
police.
Was correct information.
Boy was telling police who was GD, who was BD.
Was yeah, King Yellow, King Rat.
He
right
talking
there.
About, ain't niggas don't even know Offset of GD. He up in there talking about Offset GD. Telling the lies.
That's crazy.
It's crazy as hell, bro.
Damn. Yeah, I made me lose my train of thought. Oh, damn, yeah. I think they about to make this shit official. That's why I just said I may have a fight party.
What?
Blueface and LE Chopper.
Bro, I hate Jack.
What's wrong with you, man?
That's gonna be a fight party.
Blueface
gonna whoop
his ass. Yeah. Blueface gonna whoop his ass. That nigga.
I do not wanna pay for that.
Boy, we ain't paying for a goddamn thing.
A goddamn thing. Have we ever paid for a
that
fight?
That shit ain't happening.
I paid for Earl to see his ass.
Oh, yeah, I paid for Earl.
I paid to see Earl ass get whooped.
Yeah, I paid for Earl. But that's the only thing, because that's Triple D.
Free
Earl. Nah, facts. I said I ain't been seeing Earl nowhere on
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, my
no
nigga Earl.
No interviews, no
My nothing. Nigga Earl, Big Country Living. My nigga Earl at my nigga Earl and... In South Texas.
That nigga need to be locked in a barn somewhere.
That's where he is at. He out there punching cows.
Nah.
Getting a little bit
killing
stronger.
Cows. I need Earl, before he get in the ring with Crawford, I need him to kill a cow with a single punch.
Damn.
I need him to hit a cow right in the head and kill it before he get in the ring with Terrence Crawford again. Exactly. Like, bro, I should not.
What?
I need that nigga to come in there like Rocky Foe, like Rocky Foe, like.
He ain't going skin the cow.
Right. Like, bro, I
skin
need him.
Skin the cow and cut the meat down.
Yeah.
I need him ruthless, bro. I need him to be like iron, bro. Like, I can't see him beating that nigga, bro. Like. I just really can't, and I just really
hate. Nah, bro, I think he can, bro. I'm telling you, something was off that night. It was like either whether it was that accident, whether it was that fucking accident, bro, or whether it was, you know, shit. Intoxication, nerves, I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
But whatever it was, something was off. I think that nigga could bounce back and smash.
Shit, we will see, but I seen that man hit him with all he had, and Terrence Crawford damn near laughed. Hey, that's all I said. I need him killing a cow before he get in the ring. Like, single punch. Just doom. Straight. Cross.
But, hey, but what, is that Blueface shit?
For real? Yeah. Is that shit really happening, bro?
I don't know. Act posted it because Blueface posted the, posted a flyer about it, so we'll see.
Hey, Blueface did.
Yeah.
So bro, that song is
that shit fake as hell. I ain't heard it. Play that hoe, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
But in the meantime, Jay, I was gonna ask you, bro.
Yeah, no,
because I was seeing I saw some shit and I just thought of a question, bro. Do you feel like your wedding was worth it, bro?
What you mean?
Like, and the camera on them.
What, like, I'm saying just having the wedding, like just how much it cost and all that. Like, do you feel like that shit was worth it, or do you feel like, damn, we should have just went to the courthouse? Like, I'm gonna.
Nah, I feel that shit worth it, bro.
You feel like if you get married, you might as well do the wedding. Like,
party,
yeah.
Yeah.
So why not just do the court wedding and
then have a big ass party?
Cause bro, that just seemed like a next day, like a new, you know what I'm saying, like another day almost.
It don't feel like the same. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Or at least shit, go somewhere. You know what I'm saying. You can go to the courthouse.
Throw a big ass party and then have an A1 ass trip. Spend the bread on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
But I was just thinking, I was watching, because I watched some shit. I was watching this one show called Bookie. Do y'all watch that shit?
Nah, I seen this on HBO.
Yeah, I was just watching it, and the nigga just had a flash of his wedding, and they was like in Vegas getting married and shit. And I was just like, damn, like. Damn,
that's probably really what I would have did in right. Back seat though.
You know that shit wasn't flying, nigga.
They going nowhere in Vegas.
Right, just exactly.
Overnighter.
Exactly.
Overnighter.
But now, this shit is funny though. It was something else I was to ask y'all niggas. I can't. Oh, okay. This nigga got a piss. Now, I was gonna say. All right, so
I'm about to play my shit though too.
Cause I'm trying to think. Oh, this is song.
What's this? What's this, man?
No music. No music.
I'm a bad little bitch and I'm snipped like a Barbie. Hips, lips, ass, and a cardi. I'm a snake motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Oh, I heard this shit before.
Motherfucker. I'm a bad little bitch and I'm snipped like a Barbie. Hips.
This shit sucks.
I thought you a little girl, you can't walk in these heels. I'll eat a dick before I ever pay the bills. I'm a wife, you a trifle, sister to heal. This my dick.
You grooving. I don't keep grooving. I'm trying to see what the video look like. I wish we had the video on the screen, pal.
How you moving? It still ain't gonna last me.
She look stupid as fuck.
I'm in the front now, sis, take the back seat.
This
Look at her face though. Blueface got a verse on this
Nine out of ten, I done hit your BM. I'm my favorite motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker. Fox set up, said Cardi got the update. Soldier boy mad, he found out his bitch fuck late. This my business. Welcome to the circus. Fuck your feelings, you a son of a bitch. I-K-N-O-N-L-E, baby mama wanna hit. Why you lying about the number, bitch? You know I got the digits. I ain't never pulled it out, now you have a bitch to kiss it. I'm the motherfucking hardest, the flyest, the finest. Motherfucker, hello, motherfucker, don't be biased. Quick, put a bitch in her place at the heart.
Oh, I'm
the
horny
motherfucker,
bro.
I keep fucking on my clients. Big dick energy, bitch, can't deny it. You a small fry, she just want her a giant.
Ain't you tired of being a nigga? Hey, turn this shit off,
bro.
That's
what
I told Jack. I was like, bro, that shit
suck.
He
could've
got Lotto. He could've got somebody.
Nah, thanks. Like, he trying to get his rap career back.
Boy, you know none of them hoes is jumping on that track with that bitch.
He trying to get his rap career
back. None of them bitches is jumping on that hoe with that hoe.
Yeah, they fuck with Cray Sun.
He could've got Bia or somebody.
They fuck with Cray Sun, bro.
Bia is not
jumping. Bia go fuck with Cray Sun. Hoes
not jumping.
But no, I was gonna ask y'all, bro. So
nigga, ain't nobody give a fuck about that snaggletooth motherfucker. You really think artists not gonna fuck with a hit over Krishan, nigga? You crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, so you said fuck with a hit over Krishan?
Maybe if it's like
that hoe ain't no hit though.
Nah,
hello, motherfucker. Hello,
motherfucker.
He told that whole heat.
All right, bro. Whatever. But what the fuck?
That's a hit, bro.
Yeah, no. Welcome to the jungle. We got the funny game. Are we good? We good? Yeah, we're good. All right, bro. So, have y'all ever met anybody that y'all was... I can't even ask this question because I know y'all niggas' answers for to be ignorant. Have y'all met anybody that y'all would... That y'all would give up a chance to get $4 million for? Like, say it's a bag here that has $4 million in it. And they'd be like, you can have this bag with $4 million in it. I have this person...
Bye, bitch. Hey, little funky town hoe.
Like, have y'all ain't never met nobody y'all felt was worth $4 million.
It's $4 million, bro.
Hey, bye. Come on, man. See ya.
So,
what we say? See ya.
Yeah. Hey, this is life changing.
See ya. Never again.
I'm dead, bro. Sorry. It's just crazy. That's why I was like, I was watching this shit the other day, and he said that, they said that shit. He was just basically like, nigga, if the bag and the $4 million was there, and then I was there.
Stone Cold Cash.
The $4 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's exactly. The way around. Bitch take it.
A bitch gonna take that $4 million, exactly, bro. That's why I say I would take it.
That bitch is gone.
For sure, boy. That shit crazy, though. But at the end of the day, y'all niggas be careful, man. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, nice what if one. You don't take the
hey,
shit?
Hey, nah, that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
And then he give it to the bitch.
I got a good one.
Give her the opportunity.
Hey, that's good. I like that.
What?
Boom.
Boom.
Nigga come to y'all, say, I got $15 million for y'all.
You got $15 million?
Yeah.
$15 million.
Alright, what we doing?
You gotta wear a dress. In the next Kevin Hart movie.
You gotta wear a dress in the next Kevin Hart movie.
Now, you in your position right now where you at in life. You ain't even up.
Yeah.
But this going to take you over the top.
Yeah.
What y'all doing? Y'all are too quiet. I know. Jay is cap.
Big Mama's house phone.
That nigga said 50 M's. Oh,
Big Mama
God.
House. Boom.
I can't even count. Now, saying, if you said, nah, you a
cap.
15 M's, I'm like,
Big Mama House 4 and 5.
He gonna wear that fucking dress, nigga. What the fuck? For 15 bro, M's?
No, you were cap. You're
a fucking lie.
Bro, y'all wearing the dress?
You're a fucking lie.
I'm gonna be honest. I want a dress for less.
Oh my God! I love you. Say you worn a dress for less, but see, you hang around too many white people. That's why that shit didn't happen to you. That's why they don't put you in the dress already.
Did you feel free?
Hey, I fucked the bitch right after, so I ain't even worried about none of that.
Man, but, fuck out of here.
Clean up crew.
Hey, nah, that's all that matters.
I can't do it, bro. Especially, bro, like, knowing
I did think it was going to change my life, though.
Bro.
The essence behind it, bro. My nigga, like, no. Fuck you.
Bitch, you are capped out. Nigga really came to you with a letter saying, now, like, hey, a full contract saying, nah, 15
bro,
million.
I'm
going
to keep it all
I really don't agree with
saying,
you, bro.
I'm saying you were going to be the next big star, 15 nah. million.
Nah, check like, it out. Check
selling
it out.
Your soul, bro.
Let me keep it all the way funky. Let me keep it all the way funky. In what manner are, like, does wearing this dress come with acting like a female as
no,
well?
No, no.
See, nah, yes, yeah, no, see, no. It usually does though. That's yes, what I'm saying.
Nigga,
if it comes,
you a fucking woman. You
okay? Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I'm saying. About? Like, I don't think I'll be able to do it for 15 mil. I don't give a fuck
like,
how
you gotta
much.
Put the
I'm
dress
not
on. You got to put the fake boobs in.
Yeah,
bro.
Nah,
you
I couldn't
put
do
your
it.
Mind into.
I couldn't do
dressed.
It.
a symbol to go out there.
But let's say nobody will find out it's you.
No. No, bro. Nah, we can't switch it up.
Only like people that find out it's you is your family. Shut up. Only people that know it's you is your family. No, I'm saying.
You would be like, bitch, I'm on
no, 15. Let's say it's a movie. Let's say it's a movie role, but only that's in. Let's it's say it's in the contract. Scene. Let's say no. Let's put it like this. Let's say it's in the contract that y'all are getting the makeup to let it know, let it not be known that it's you, and in the credits. Bro, and then, hold on, listen to me, nigga. Yeah, let me listen sense. Listen to me. In your contract is saying no, and it's not going to be seen that it's you. In the credits, your name will not be in the credits. Only people that will know that you did this acting job is your family, but you're getting 15 million. Yeah, your family and God.
And you. That,
and that's what it's all about.
That's, yeah, about it's about family, you. Nigga. It's about me having to put on this dress.
Y'all are capped out. I'm putting nah, it, bro, I'm getting that 15
on God. I get that, bro. You can do that. But I'm just thinking about me, myself. Me having to put on a dress and then acting like a female. Oh, I can't do it. I can't transform.
Bro, that is the definition y'all talking of about, selling your y'all soul, talking about
10
bro.
Minutes of an listen acting
to me,
job
bro. Listen to
for
me.
$15 million. Do you and agree? I could be sitting in Peru saying these niggas that care about what I'm saying. Do y'all smoking crack.
You agree with it in real life?
Yeah. Give me the money. Show me the money.
No, I'm saying like, do you regularly agree with it? Like,
with cross-dressing. With cross-dressers.
I don't think doing acting is cross-dressing.
Cause
you're an artist.
Yeah, I'm doing a job, getting paid for it. Cross-dressers do that shit for fun and cause they love being sexualized as a
bow bean,
as a different type of person.
Come with some shit. Bow bean.
There's a difference in that shit.
Stomp them.
And that's the difference between that's why these niggas is really saying some shit. So, because, and see that's the difference too. That's what people ain't talking about. That's what they really ain't really talking about. Niggas are saying the Big Mama's house and Martin and shit. Don't forget he hung out with gay boy Will Smith. So there really could be some truth in the details of why that nigga always be in the dresses. Let's just really get that.
Who?
Martin, nigga.
Hold up. Well, he didn't say Martin was always into dresses.
But the thing is.
Boy, got a few of them.
But you got to think. Martin has always been the one that's been the person in the females. And every actor that's coming out, Dave Chappelle had even talked about it, saying that in Blue Streak, they tried to make it to where he was going to be dressed up as a female. And he didn't want to be dressed up as a female. That's what Ack was talking about earlier at the end of his shit. He was talking about in Blue Streak when they ended up changing the whole scene up.
Yeah.
Like,
Shenanay, wow.
Like, it really be all the Martin movies that it be.
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga play Shenanay so good. When I watch Martin, I really forget that's Martin, bro. That shit is weird.
And see, that's the thing, bro. You'll be doing it. See, I could see it down the line, that nigga doing it.
When he losing his fucking mind.
Listen, when he did it when he was younger, bro, got a little bit older and realized what the fuck he did, bro.
Mm-hmm. Be watching you that gotta shit.
Hey, pull up that Brandon T. Jackson interview, bro.
That shit was crazy.
Did I say that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you send me that clip? Did you send it to me? Where do we see that at?
Alhamdulillah. I'm not at liberty to say where we seen that. I'm doing that.
No, just so I can pull it up faster, crazy man.
It's on YouTube.
Put Brandon T. Jackson. Goofy.
It's on YouTube, nigga. Brandon T. Jackson and dresses.
Hey, shout out Brandon T. Jackson.
No shout out.
Nigga, we did an interview with Brandon T. Jackson.
No, I'm just joking.
Boy, they served Brandon T. Jackson before.
He beat him up?
Nah, sir.
So you ratting.
The cannabis industry is exploding nationwide.
Nigga, so I'm you semi-rat.
I was about to say, so you semi-rat. wrong. You snitching after the statute of limitations.
That's acceptable.
That's after the statute of limitations. That's why you a semi-rat. You ratting, but you not, you know what I'm saying? Because he can't be charged.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, he can't be charged. It's outside the statute of limitations. All so right. Really, at the end of the day, he not a rat. He kind of ratting.
I had to give him something.
He kind of ratting, but he not. That's how niggas be sounding, bro. What you got? It
niggas is out of there. Bro.
Nah, facts. Semi-rats.
Yeah.
All right. Q.
Big mamas to me. I actually, it's like a, you know, you have an AD. You're like AD, BC. Okay. It's like BM for me. My career before pre Big Mama's BM.
Out. So Big Mama changing point.
Yeah. Hold up. Yeah. What did he do? Big Mamas, and when did he do Tropic Thunder? Tropic Thunder was a decent ass role. And I think that was after Big Mamas. Yeah.
It was a negative changing point, to be honest.
Okay.
Positive in a way where the perception of my image was on every bus, but my personal life was in shambles at that time. Who did?
Brandy T? You want to expound on that? What do you mean? Like,
if I was a stand-up, at the time, season like I am now, I could tell the story. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. Was like, he played how are you able to tell your story?
In Trapper Thing.
The most elegant way, eloquent, saying in an eloquent way. I couldn't say what I was going through because it's almost like you know, if you're a baby, you can't communicate.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just wasn't fully a seasoned stand-up to be able to say what I was going through, but. And in retrospect, if I can say what I was going through.
That nigga just 39? Damn.
At the time when I did Big Mama's is when I met, my daughter's mother. And from that time, it was like my life, it was hell from there. My personal life was in shambles, but my career.
Oh, damn. Tropic Thunder was in 08.
At its height, I believe. It was going.
It was kind of like a passing of the torch, in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was. And I played Martin's son. And
that nigga looked like Martin a little bit, though.
It's so weird. It's like every time.
Sons
of people, it never goes right.
What didn't go right with Big Mama's?
It was, first of all, no offense. It shouldn't have been being made. To me,
that's what they fucked up. They should not have made it.
So mean, like, oh, you should be grateful for it. But I'm real.
But I'm real.
Real, like it wasn't like the best movie. It was okay. It was an entertaining film.
Detroit too.
That's arguably okay. Miss Doubtfire was out.
Oh, okay.
The whole dress bit was already overdone.
So you know he wanted to fuck with Martin.
Like, it was hacky. Shit. You know, and I did it purely for the money.
Think
and
about
the
that
Morris.
Too.
Yeah, he from Detroit too, so he probably got mad respect for Martin.
Mrs. Doubtfire. I forgot about Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's probably the only one though.
What, only one?
Like a white cross-dresser actor.
But that man,
Jim
Robin Williams, I think.
Living Color.
Huh?
Jim Carrey, Living Color.
Bro, you know it's some shit with Chappelle.
But see that, I think, but see, what's the shit?
Hold up, what?
No, Chappelle, I just watched the, you wasn't watching all the shit, the end of the shit.
What?
Chappelle in the AK shit. Chappelle was on Oprah saying he was standing down. He wasn't doing none of that shit.
Jay said he has footage of Chappelle in the dress.
Bro,
Chappelle. I have footage of Chappelle.
Let me see it.
I'm telling you,
in a dress.
Let me see it. I ain't never seen it. It's fabricated. It's AI. With fucking Howard Stern. Fucking cocksucker.
Oh, when was this? Let me see.
Fucking cocksucker.
Let me see.
We already got you, Chappelle. I hurt when I seen that.
My nigga got lipstick on, bro.
They got him, bro, early.
That's why he got half baked and shit like that.
Yeah,
he
was hot.
He bubbled up and then he fizzled out. I think he stopped that shit.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, I ain't doing that shit again."
He said, "Hey, I ain't doing that shit again. You should have never done it. Cat never did it. Cat Shaq never fucking did it, man.
I can't bet on it, man, from the game.
Yes, that can't stand on beating, man. These niggas out here getting fucked and sucking and shit. That what Cat said. Cat said that, nigga. He said he done made it through Hollywood and ain't sucked the fuck, nigga.
He said Harvey Weinstein tried to suck his dick.
Bruh, and he said Diddy you wanted him.
Having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
Hey, he said that Diddy tried to get him too, bro.
Oh, nigga, that's what I meant to hit y'all about, bro. Where I was laughing at on that hoe when that nigga was talking about Jonathan Majors.
I'm talking about how ugly he was, bro. That shit was so true, though. That shit was so true, bro. Cause
that this nigga was like, that nigga's ugly.
He look like my daddy. He said, he cute my daddy. He said, niggas who look like him ain't never been cute. If he cute, every nigga cute.
Not because I didn't like white women. I think white women are as great as any other women. But I'm not gonna act like I'm not scared of them. I have a reason to be scared. You could be Kang the Conqueror. And they could take your rabbit ass down in 2 weekends. And that's the truth of the matter. So I'd stay away from that. Hey, you saw that black woman come get his charge cut in half? Thank you, Megan Good. God bless you. Coming to save that slave. And he didn't have to be there by himself. He was getting awful. Guilty, 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 guilty. She came in there with just so beautiful. They had to knock half of it off. Bless his heart. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theory, but I thought Cat Williams said any time they make you into that position, part of that contract is you do understand whenever we want to take you down, we can't.
Fuck
right?
You over.
I didn't want to get with a white woman because I was scared. And it don't matter. You gonna know it's a play as soon as they get in that position and think they's gonna tell somebody something. No, you're not. Marvel will cancel you so you won't be allowed to read a comic book. What is you talking about? Get out of here, ugly boy. They love fooling the people.
And he said, ugly boy. Nah, that nigga is ugly, though.
You are funny.
I can't even lie. Like, when Cat said that, I was like, damn, bro. Like, bro,
how you gonna hate on that man?
I gotta go to my other one.
Nigga,
that's
ugly.
That's a Texas boy.
Nah, fake. Shout out to Jonathan Majors, but he is an ugly ass nigga. And they was trying to just push him on us, like, you know what I'm saying?
They was definitely trying to push him on us.
Like, that nigga was everywhere, bro. Like, yeah, and shit, and I hated for him, bro, cause I was like, okay, he finna be the next. You know what I'm saying? Denzel, like, you know what I'm saying? Tyson. But now these British niggas just taking over, bro. Like, all the good actors are British right now. All the good black niggas, British.
All the best ones. I would say all the best ones for sure.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who give a fuck about niggas that suck?
who else is it?
Shit, it's Daniel. Daniel hard as fuck. We got some nigga who played in Star Wars, who hard as fuck, who played on that. We clone Tyrone. They clone Tyrone. That's Dame.
Oh, that's Dame.
Yeah, Dame hard. Lakeith is hard too. I feel like Lakeith is hard, but he need to do more roles. He need to do more, add more range. Weird, bro. As I said, he need to add more range to his shit, but he can act. Who the fuck else is good? The fucking nigga.
Man, hold on. This got me right here.
Okay, yeah.
Harvey Weinstein before the thing came out, but he offered to suck my penis in front of all my people at my agency. What am I supposed to do?
He did all of that.
I'm thinking I'm the only black person on the script. I get there, it's three other black guys on there. Woo.
Huh. So you wonder what they did to get them.
I told him no. What y'all do? And this is why when I walk in a room, heads go down.
Yeah.
Behind my back, I'm nothing. I'm just a regular old comedian that's bitter and jealous. But in my face, No, no, no. The king has walked in and they have to respect it only because I've not taken the shortcuts. I've not been funded. Yeah. They pay you to not talk about things they don't want you to talk about.
Yeah.
They tell you that themselves. And they canceled me for talking about Harvey Weinstein before the thing came.
You could tell Kevin is... And then that's some real ass shit too, because the niggas talking about R. Kelly, niggas talking about Michael Jackson.
Bro, he literally hit every topic. He hit every single topic that's like popping, like that's going on right now.
Is Cat Williams the funniest comedian?
No, I've never really. I haven't watched a cat stand up in a minute. So
he more funny than Kevin Hart though.
Yeah, he definitely more funny than Kevin Hart.
That's damn for sure.
I think the last stand-up I did watch a cat, he was really on some political shit. Like,
and that shit was funny. I remember that shit. That shit was funny.
That shit hard.
What the fuck I was finna say, though?
That, video, I know.
I did have one question for him, though, because he was talking about niggas wearing dresses and shit, but then fuck around and said he fuck with Prince. Prince wore high heels, blouses, and all type of weird shit. Though. Makeup. Nigga wore all type of weird shit, bro. He wore high heels, nigga. You might as well wear a fucking dress.
Nigga, he was short, nigga.
Ah, see, bro, that's my... Bro.
He would play, it was like more on some player shit. It wasn't like...
See, bro. That's what
niggas got the high heels. I
fuck with Prince,
right
bro. I fuck with Prince. If you say so, bro. If you're making them, that's you know what I'm saying, help us sleep at night.
I don't know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping. But you know how it go.
Oh shit. But nah, what else we got on the dock, man? Let's go crazy. Let's go.
Back out 20 minutes.
You said what? What's y'all favorite Prince song?
If you cannot make believe, then you can make some time.
Whoa, really? Damn. Right. What's the name of that shit? What's the name of that? That's crazy.
Why the city can't you see?
I fuck with
every time I close my eyes.
Is that Raspberry Beret? What is it, bro? What's the name of that? Name of that joint. Is that Kiss? What's the name of that one? What's the name of that joint, man? I fuck with
City come alive. We can fuck into the time, making love to cherish bro.
You ain't getting no court, no catch.
Riding City,
you can't get
the
title. Right, get the title. He can't, he just knows.
Radic City, can't you see? That's a pretty one, bitch.
No, bro, but what else on the dock, Jack? Yeah, man.
Let me see. What I got for us? Oh, I like this one. Spice it up on y'all bitch ass.
Literally talking about spice it up.
Yeah, let me go. Let me make sure I get what he exactly said. Alright, Bow Wow shot at his BM.
Wow, that is.
I wish my baby mother got ran over by a Mack truck. Not Joey, the bum bitch y'all don't know.
He said the bum bitch y'all don't know.
Yeah, because he got, you know, he got a son and a daughter.
What?
Nobody know his, well, people do know, but nobody really know his son, BM.
Bro, I didn't know that nigga had two kids. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with him. Sometimes it be like that. You supposed to drop some right there, but nah. Sometimes it do be like that, bro. Like you be wishing, yeah.
Wish I was dead.
Out of the way. You late now, fuck.
You be trying wishing to get out the way.
Nah, for sure, bro. Like you be like, damn, this shit would be easier, bro. But at the end of the day, bro. It's all peace and love and energy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we being positive.
Bro. We being positive.
So y'all trying to make positive vibes to families with y'all BMs and
nah,
lives?
For sure, bro. For sure.
Is that the goal for 2024? To make positive energy and make things come together with y'all's
With y'all's
families?
with the universe just for the kids. You know, it's out. Yeah. It's out for the kids, bro. Like
John Jay ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
What is it, kid?
It's called Erotic City.
Oh, Erotic City. Who put you on this shit?
Yo, mama.
Hell no. This sound like some shit that was on motherfucking Demolition Man. Oh no, was that on Batman soundtrack?
That nigga said Batman. Like
nigga Prince did the whole thing. See, look, that nigga. Hey, put some respect on Prince. You don't know shit about no Prince, boy.
I don't. I never said I did.
He jumped the Purple Rain like a bitch.
Oh, Purple Rain.
I never said I did.
Only Prince song he know.
Hey, just chill, bitch.
But nah, bro, it be like that with your BM sometimes, bro. You be wishing, you know what I'm saying, shit's out the way so shit can be out the way, you know what I'm saying? But it just be like that with something.
Alright, so in the headlines, they've been saying that Savannah James will never take pictures with dudes.
Yeah.
Right, I'm sure there's pictures out there with her favorite athletes, nigga.
No, I'm talking about random dudes.
Oh, yeah, why the fuck was she?
Like, just like a random fan, like a random person.
Yeah, but I can respect it. Even though it may be extra,
bro, that's maybe under the scope, bro, is that she doesn't take pictures with white men.
That'd be even triller.
I never looked at it that way.
Man, no, hey, let's get Savannah on the screen, bro. What she look like, bro? Like, is Savannah fly like that?
Oh, Savannah. What? Don't make me pull up Savannah.
Nah, I'm just saying, let's look at her real as a unit right now. Let's pull up Savannah right now and let's see.
I got her right here, B.
What we putting her on a scale 1 to 10, Savannah, right now? That name, fire for one. I always like that name.
Savannah.
Yeah, for sure. The ones with that name was always
after my. What's up, y'all? Right,
let me go to.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, some.
Oh, that Savannah's. One right, the pic next to Bronny. Yeah. She look fire right there.
You said what?
The picture she got next to Bronny. It's like maybe like the fourth row down.
Yeah, nah. I like the versatility. It seemed like she got versatility. Yeah.
Oh, she got another she fire. Do.
She
wear right
plenty hair, plenty wigs. You know what I'm saying? Different styles. She can do it. It working. She kind of remind me of your old girl from Power, though.
Hey, this is what I have to notice though.
She kind of remind me of Ghost Wife from Power. Sometimes.
If y'all really scroll through every picture she got next to her, it'll be a picture of her kid, and then it'll be a badass picture of her. It'll be the next picture.
She always looking good with her kids, like what you.
No, mean? Like it'll be like the very next picture.
Oh, you on her Instagram? What you on?
Yeah, I'm on her Instagram.
Yeah, see, I ain't on her gram. I ain't got. Let me see if I can.
Oh yeah, I forgot, Mr. No Social
Media. I'm about to get my shit back soon. Don't worry.
No social media.
All right, so let's see what we got going on. Savannah James. So we ain't got no number. I ain't got a number rate from neither one of y'all. Number 8.
Oh, she rating? Like an 8. She definitely an 8. She a fire 8.
And we just rating based off of looks. Don't take into how she a good wife.
Yeah, nah. I'm just taking her as off looks. Yeah. Looks, 8. Body, 8.
Y'all saying 8 off of looks alone?
Looks and body. Yeah, hell yeah.
Y'all saying 8 off of looks alone? I think y'all tweaking.
I could say 7, but I'm gonna go 8. I'm gonna go 8
for sure.
8 for sure. Y'all tweaking. So what's a 10?
Beyonce.
Hell no.
I would give Beyonce an 8, nigga. Fuck that.
Well, y'all didn't go to Beyonce concert. I can see that. I can see who didn't go to the Renaissance concert.
But
you 10 is
fucking B. Drunk anyway.
B.
Lotto may be a 10.
Yeah, I was about to say Lotto.
Lotto is crazy sometimes.
My 9 is Danny Lay. Danny Lay is a 9.
He said hell no. He don't like Danny Lay.
Yeah, goofy. Too.
I just said she ain't no 10.
I said he said 9.
Oh, 9.
Oh, 9.
She ain't a 9 either.
Whoa. Okay, so you put her and Savannah in the same.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was tough.
That's not tough at all.
That's tough.
That's not tough.
I got
Savannah. Right,
this is where we're gonna. Who else is really gonna settle it? Where you got Yes Jewels at? Nah, fuck that. Where you got Kylie? Where do you got Kylie at?
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. I take Kylie. I take Yes Jewels over Kylie.
Kylie.
Yet?
Yeah.
I knew where to get a stump. I knew where to get a stump,
bro. When do y'all be seeing
Kylie,
I knew
where to get
bro.
That nigga stumped.
Nah, bro. I'll probably give Kylie a 7.
What?
Oh, so you rate Savannah over Kylie?
I've been out for Kylie recently.
I knew it. And Kim look better, bro. I've been telling you this, bro.
So where y'all putting Kim at then?
Finally. Nigga, I'm giving Kim an 8. I'm giving Kim an 8.
Kylie face.
What you giving Kim, Jay? I got Kim
at
9.
I'm giving Kim an 8.
Kim a 9.
Yeah, Kim a 9. We think about that $1 billion.
See, we just talking about looks.
Nah, we talking about looks, dog. We talking about that billion.
Nah,
looks, definitely a 10.
Looks, Kim a 10, bro.
So
bro,
fuck?
Kim walk in somewhere, bro. Our eyes are on her, bro.
That nigga said. First, she's a 9. If you're thinking about the
billion dollars. Hold up, if we really just going
he's
out
on drugs.
You say what?
You said she a 9. We think about the $1 billion, but then we think about the look. She a 10.
That nigga's on
drugs. Wrong. Cats over.
Yeah, I'm spit, man. I'm on a 3-day fast, man. I'm spit. I ain't got no energy.
Oh, dude, bro. Nah, that was a cool ass episode. What number was this? 140.
Yeah.
Man, it's 140, man.
It's the social hustlers.
This shit was funny. The nigga said, she a 9. You think about the billion, she is.